Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
Now, anybody who knows what a Walkman is bound to know, remember the platters. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. Chester and his co-author Adrian Gostick have written a book called All In, which is the best description I can think of for a small business, for a small business owner. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there, including the work that Chester and I have done over the years, as he's been a member of our Brain Trust. And so check it out there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to check out the new video, too. Posted it I guess it was day before yesterday. And Chester is with us. He's our good friend. And we're talking about this culture of belief, Chester. And I used the quote that's allegedly from Napoleon, where he said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon." He was talking about belief, if not a culture of belief, wasn't he?
Yes, he really was. You know, and what we found here in this culture of belief was it was driven by the leader. You know, like Napoleon has to set the stage, the values, the vision, you know, the mission. But that to really have that culture of belief, it has to come right down to every person.
And
in
it gets
business.
Diluted when it, the farther it gets out to the last mile. And this is the problem with big companies, Chester, is their last mile is so far away, so many degrees of separation from the leader's belief, that it's not easy to get to have it extend that far, is it? Is it? It dilutes as it goes out sometimes, doesn't it?
It does get tougher, but you know, one of the groups that we looked at, and we did a lot of work with them, it is a big company, American Express's call center for their credit cards down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Now, they've got 3,000 people there, and there's a leader there, Doria Camarena, who has found a way to get to that last mile in a remarkable way. You know, when you think about the culture of a call center, when the phone rings at a call center, it's not somebody calling up to say, "Hey, I wanted to tell you I used my credit card last night, and it worked beautifully. It fits in that little slot in my wallet. I love the color.
Thank you very much.
Right. They're calling up and saying, "Hey, you know, I can't pay this month, or I've lost my card, or why did you cut it in half?" You know. And so what she has been able to do with the way she treats people and the way that she's gotten every manager and supervisor is she's created an atmosphere where everybody is important, everybody is part of the solution, and everybody's focused on the customer. And she really has developed that culture of belief. Now, to your point with Napoleon, what she does is she finds every possible way to celebrate great behavior and great work. She's even got this thing, they've got an atrium that goes up about four stories, where she does this thing called tribute. It only takes 20 minutes. She pulls everybody in. She has like Oprah chairs. She collects up great stories. She calls people out by name. She presents them with their rewards. They have fun. They do a minute to win it thing where they have little different departments that compete. They play rock and roll music. She comes out dancing. By the way, she's not a great dancer. But she becomes very human to her people. She's not afraid to
It's called authentic dancing, like when I dance. It's called authentic
dancing. Exactly. And authentic leadership. Personal relationship with Doria, even though they're one of 3,000 people.
Wow.
So your point is really well taken. How do you get to that last mile? She will listen in on customer service calls and then go upstairs, find that operator and say, "I heard that call. Mm-hmm. You were great."
Well, here's the thing. She invests herself in this. And that's what it takes. That's what leaders have to do. They can't just talk a good game. They've got to do it, and she does it by MBWA, doesn't she? Management by walking around.
Exactly. You know, let me tell you one of the things she did that I was so impressed with, and this was very much in the news. You know, Yahoo just laid off 2,000 people.
Yeah.
Dory was talking about, you know, the business had changed. This one department had become redundant, and they had to lay off a couple of people. Not 2,000, just a couple, but the point is, She said they'd been long-term employees with us. By the way, the turnover rate at this call center is single digits, where in most call centers it's 30% plus easily.
Right.
She said, you know, I walked down to their cubicles. I sat with them and I talked with them and I said, listen, we're going to do everything we can to help you get another job. We've got a place and everything. But I want you to know how much I appreciate the years that you gave us. You made a difference. She took them around to their coworkers and there was a celebration of their contribution on their way out the building.
Wow.
You think about that for a minute.
Wow.
Do you think those people are leaving mad and are going to badmouth working at American Express? No way. They're going to become advocates for the place that just let them go.
Mm-hmm.
How great is that?
That's pretty cool. No question about that. So
yeah, you know, like I live just outside New York, right, in the investment industry. I've had friends where they've showed up to work, and there's an armed guard at their desk with paper, you know, a box that says, this is what you can put in the box, this is what you can't. Let me escort you out the building.
Right, yeah.
Talk about the difference between... Thank you so much for your contribution.
A culture of belief, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you got to have. And the thing is, folks, we haven't even talked about how this transcends to customers. Customers have a culture of belief antenna that you don't even know exists. When they're around your people and they demonstrate this culture of belief, they join the culture, and they join it with their money. And that's the reason why it's a good thing to do. Chester, give us the website. Tell us how they can find the book, quickly.
It's theCultureWorks.com. The book is available at airports and fine bookstores, BarnesandNoble.com, and Amazon.com.
It's called All In by Adrian Gostick and Chester Elton. Chester, come back again real soon, and bring your Walkman, too. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.